Hi, welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. The show is flying by this morning. I hope you're enjoying our chat and our tunes. And talking about tunes, a live musical event run by the Dublin Archdiocese for teenagers has seen demand for participation increase so much that it now runs for 3 days and nights instead of just one. And joining me on the phone this morning to chat about this year's event is Ger Gallagher. Ger, thanks a million for chatting to us on Religion Matters.
Good morning, Brenda. Happy to.
Yeah, and hard to believe it's March already, the first Sunday of March. And
isn't it brilliant?
It's great. But that, of course, means that Emmanuel is imminent. Talk to me a little bit about the background to Emmanuel.
Well, Emmanuel 2015, we started on Tuesday night in the Helix in Dublin. It's a very large event at this stage. It grew from 400 students in the very first year over about 10 years ago when we were in the National Concert Hall. Now we have over 2,000 students from schools all over the Dublin area, including parts of, you know, Kildare, Wicklow, you know, kind of lots of various schools that are involved, participating. They're currently rehearsing in their school. We take them on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in groups of 700 in the Helix to perform liturgical music, which is the simple way of looking at it, or the holy music, as they call it. And we have a repertoire of music for them that they deliver on stage, and a whole day of program of catechesis and, you know, a bit of fun and a bit of teaching in between.
Yeah. And this year, that there's a sort of a liturgical voice type competition. Tell us about that.
Well, each year, all students are invited to, you know, take a solo. So there is a process in place that we have for that, that they, you know, they send in their MP3 file and they're listened to, and then the various soloists are selected. And we continue that, and we improve that format every year. And we have a lovely group of singers who emerge every year, some surprises and some people who were there for the previous year. Mm. We even have a role for former students who have left school to participate or continue their engagement and sing with a different type of choir. But, you know, they're still involved with the Emmanuel as well.
Yeah. And I know that other students can get to try out for the Catherine Thomas presenting role as well, which must be a bit of fun.
We have a number of speaking slots introducing as well on stage. Yeah. I mightn't go as far as Catherine Thomas, but certainly they will introduce some of the songs that would be there. Yeah. On the night, giving a little background to some of them as well. The idea, it's a bit of teaching of faith as well to the students, but also to the people who would attend. It is a commercial event in the Helix, so it explains some of the context for how the songs fit into the liturgical calendar or within the school program of the year.
Yeah, and of course it's taken place during Lent, so is there an opportunity to focus on some Lenten themes as part of it?
Oh, absolutely. One of our big supporters would be Trocra, and we have a workshop during the day led by Trocra in each of the 3 days. We take the opportunity to put in some workshops each day, so we have a workshop on faith. And then we have two other workshops as well, led by Jesus Youth and by Greg Fromholt from the Church of Ireland.
Yeah.
And we have an amazing collection of music. You know, we go right back, you know, to some of the Latin chant. You know, we come up to the contemporary stuff. You know, we have Holy Ground by Father Liam Lawton of our own diocese here in Kildare and Auckland, which was sung at the ordination of Bishop Dennis. You know, so like, and in between we have, you know, mixtures of Irish, kind of some American, some very contemporary pieces as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a great repertoire, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we have, I think just looking at the list, we have about four of the continents represented in terms of composers. On stage, you know, we have many nationalities of young people because that reflects the diversity of our school as well. So,
yeah.
So, you know, we have a great kind of spread of experience, but also of what people have to offer as well.
Yeah. Now, this is very much for post-primary schools. Is it junior and senior level, or is it just senior level in post-primary schools?
Kind of accurately, you know, we kind of aim at the more senior student in the school, but we do get some of the younger students as well. We're not terribly exclusive on that. We have some students, for example, who repeat it every year. They love it. They, you know, they ask, the first thing they ask in September to the teachers, are we doing Emmanuel? You know, so we have some schools who have had 6 years of students doing it, and they kind of love coming back for the repeat. I know I've been told some of the students love the different colours of the different books of the or the CDs that we bring out as well. So they like that kind of, they have a six in a row kind of thing, almost like the children with the match attacks, you know, the football cards. They almost like their Emmanuel card as well.
So. Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, I know that while the Helix will be quite full with all of the students taking part, there are lots and lots of spaces, and there are tickets available for each of the night's performances. I know they're selling out quite quickly. Talk to me about where people can get tickets and how much they are.
There's kind of two ways that people get the tickets. One is they can arrive into the Helix and take the risk that there will be seats available. The other safest way is to order online. time, and I think many people are used to that kind of format now. If they just go to the helix.ie website, just to repeat that, the helix.ie, their website, will take people through the process of how to get a ticket.
Yeah.
And you can, there's reductions as well for particular groups like students and OAPs and whatever. So there is concessions available as well for everybody. It's a lovely night out, you know, so I'd really, you know, invite people, if you're part of a parish choir, or school choir, or any choir, if you want a nice night out listening to some lovely music in quadraphonic sound, because they will be singing in the round on that top balcony as well as on the stage, you know, you will actually walk out with your heart lifted. So wherever you're coming from, you certainly will go home in a different kind of space. Almost that word joy that Pope Francis uses, you will go home with the joy in the heart.
Yeah. And, of course, the other good thing is that once the concert is over, the impact and the effects and, I suppose, the richness of the music that the young people learn, it doesn't just stop once the three nights in the Helix stop. It's taken and used in schools and in parishes as well.
Well, a core fundamental behind this was to improve the quality of and the selection of music within the school calendar. I think we've achieved that now, because many schools have participated for many years. Some, you know, do it 1 year or come back another year. So what we have offered is, you know, the quality music that works within various occasions within the school year, whether it be a graduation or a funeral or a celebration. We have music for every kind of moment
yeah.
now. So that compendium exists, and many adult choirs also follow the music of Emmanuel. Many of the students who have done Emmanuel and who have graduated from school and went on into other parts of life, whether it be university or whatever, will often kind of refer back to their music. I'm told priests now will often say some of the Emmanuel music is making it onto the wedding agenda.
Yeah.
So, like, we are making inroads, hopefully, into the liturgical knowledge of some of the younger people as they move into life in more deeper ways.
Yeah, and I presume that the way this works is that the music and the pieces are selected early in the school year, and everyone rehearses in their own school, in their own setting, and then they come together for this repertoire of music. It must be quite something for the young people who have been hearing themselves as part of a smaller group. It must be something when they all come together in the Helix and hear themselves.
It's not a competition, so they can learn whatever they can in the school,
okay.
And we'll bring them over the rest of the journey. You know, we're not kind of putting people on show, you know, in four-part harmony, or asking them, you know, to sing things that's way beyond their ability. So some choirs are only formed for Emmanuel, others are existing school choirs.
Right.
And it tries to pitch in at that level that the idea of liturgy is that something is achievable, and that for everybody can kind of hum or sing a note within it.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do. And I think we have kind of gained that kind of niche within the market, that we're not a fesh, you know, we're not a competition.
Yeah.
But what we are doing is demonstrating that when you put all these voices together, not only is it an amazing sound, but they also realise that there's something even deeper, even behind some of the lyrics that they're singing, which is also part of the catechetical end of the school. So whether they be the RE teacher, the transition year coordinator, or the chaplain, they all have something to do with the choir within Emmanuel. And, you know, and we would have those three categories of teacher who would help us greatly throughout the diocese.
Yeah. Now, I know that there's a new piece by Father Liam Lawton, especially written for this year's commemoration of the 1500th anniversary of the death of St. Columban. Columbanus, you can say. Yeah. And is this getting an airing for the first time at Emmanuel, or has it been out before?
Well, it'll be the first time we have covered the actual song itself.
Yeah.
High as the Heaven, I think it's called, if memory serves me correctly. The idea behind it is, I'm not sure if it's the launch of the song, but it's certainly one of the early runs of the song out of the public forum, you know. And it's great that the young people are taking a lead in it, which is a great thing as well. It is a huge year in terms of celebration. You know, we also have the year of the consecrated life as well. So we're kind of honouring that moment as well. And within that thing as well, Liam has been a great contributor to the programme of Emmanuel. There's always something new from Liam that we can actually use, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great 3 days. It begins at 7:30 p.m. next Tuesday, a couple of days' time, the 3rd, Wednesday the 4th and Thursday the 5th of March. Tickets are €10 each from www.thehelix.ie, and there's more information as well on dublindiocese.ie if people want to check it out, including, I think, there's some good links out there already on YouTube of various previous performances as part of Emmanuel, so you should check those out if you need any more convincing than what you've we've heard this morning. Listen, Ger, I hope it goes really, really well.
Brenda, I couldn't have sold it any better. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the Helix. That's all we need to know. And there's all the social media things are there as well for people to keep in touch with us as well. So.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Well, listen, best of luck with it and thanks for chatting to us on Religion Matters.
You're very welcome. God bless.